Hello.
Hi, Cynthia. It's Sarah. How are you?
This is who?
Sarah from Deluxe Home Care.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
Yeah, I was calling because I got your text that it's just okay and we shouldn't pay him then because he forgot to clock in.
Yeah, go ahead because I'm looking for a different company anyway. So, yeah, you know, don't pay him for the time that he doesn't clock in. I need someone, well, he needs someone more reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves here and goes to work, you know. So if he forgets to do something, he just does, you know. So it's his fault because he didn't clock in. But Home Deluxe Care, you guys are, you pay less than other companies. I did not know any of this. And he has to fill out this stuff if he forgets. We can go somewhere and make more money and not, you know, my girlfriend's daughter makes $1.25 more an hour.
Let me see how much he's making now. Let's see. So is he getting $13.75?
Mm-hmm.
So I can see if he would be able to be approved for a higher rate. I'm seeing the thing with the timesheets, it's that it's legally, you can't put someone's time in if they don't clock in.
But not even if they're responding to you and telling you what time they clocked out or clocked in?
Thing, it's supposed to be in writing.
Do you know that you got, wow, Donna's, I got to find out what company they're working, her daughter is working with, because my girlfriend said it's so easy, you know, I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, he's used to coming by here and doing this stuff for free. So, you know, but I do like him getting paid for everything that he does.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to, you know.
I hear. So I mean, you would be approved for a higher rate than you would stay with us?
Excuse me?
If you would be able to, if we'd be able to get him approved for a higher rate.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then also, is he clocking in? He's clocking in from calling in, because there's also, he could do it on his phone. He could use the app. Maybe it'll be easier for him to remember that way.
He clocks in on my phone once he starts doing, you know, stuff like now, you know, you guys said he has to clock in at 7, you know, there was different things, but I mean, before he used to come here and eat breakfast and then clock in, you know, after he ate and stuff. Well, now he just comes in and clocks in and goes to work.
Well, he can change the schedule. If it's not working for him, that's fine. He doesn't have to. He can eat breakfast first if it works better for him.
Well, okay, so, I mean,
that's not a problem. I can go ahead and change the schedule.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, if there's ever a change that needs to be done, it's not a big deal.
Oh, okay. I thought things were pretty rigid.
No, okay. Totally not.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, I'll see him tomorrow. But I'll see him tomorrow morning. And okay. Okay, so you can get him a raise? Is
I
what
can
you're
go,
saying?
I'm going to go ask right now, but let me see. Do you want me to change the schedule, though, for him?
Yes, yes.
So what should I change it to?
Let's say, okay, 8. Could he clock in at 8?
Okay, 8 to when?
8. Well, 8 to 10. He only gets 2 hours.
Okay. 8 to 10. Okay, and that's going to be Sunday through Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going ahead and changing it right now. And in the future, if you need to change it again, just give me a call. I'll change it right away.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I was under the assumption it was more rigid than that.
No problem.
That's okay.
So one second, I'm just going to finish this, and I will go ask, and then I will give you a call back, all right?
Okay. Okay. Okay,
Thank
bye.
Thank you. I'll call you. Bye.